The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program is sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
Lead me, oh Lord, oh Lord, I know you're able for.
Lead me,
you got all power in your hand,
oh Lord,
and I'm on your watch.
Lead me,
I'm waiting.
God bless you in Radio Land. This is Evangelist Flora Barnett. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to join us on today. I pray the message you are about to hear will be both edifying and a blessing to you. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this great opportunity to speak to the people of God. Open up our understanding that we'll better know how to please you. And Lord, we'll forever give you the glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
God bless you. Welcome to War Cry Ministries. Truly, it's a blessing to be here. Thank God for his goodness on today, and for all that he is to me in my life. Today we want to talk about, if a man die, shall he live again? And we're going to use this scripture, Job 14:14, and it reads, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait till my change come. Amen. We thank God for the reading and the hearing of his word. Truly, Job 14 starts out by saying, man that is born of woman is a few days and full of trouble. And truly, we know that to be a true saying, that in this life, it is full of trouble. And the question is asked, if a man die, shall he live again? To die means to lose your natural life. But to die a spiritual death means to live. And so the question is, in other words, what's going to happen after this life? The Bible says in Hebrews 9:27, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. Jesus said that except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. And that's John 12:24. You know, the only way that you can get fruit from a seed is you have to put that seed into the ground. The outer part of that seed must fall away in order that it may bring forth life. So, in other words, through death comes life. And you can leave that seed in the open and there can be life inside of it. But until it's planted in the ground, you will see no fruit. 1 Corinthians 15:31, I believe Paul said, I die daily. In this spiritual walk, we got to crucify our flesh. Our flesh has to be crucified so that it can die to the things of this world. We have to die to ourselves. Every hour that we are in this spiritual walk, we are in danger. But our hopes are beyond this present world. And what I mean by endangered is the enemy is always on our case. We don't see him all the time, and we don't recognize every tactic that he has, because sometimes we can succumb to his tactics, not even knowing that we have. However, afterwards, when we go through many trials and tribulations, sometimes we see him after that we've succumbed. In other words, we've surrendered to him without even knowing. I mean, and this is a simple thing as saying stuff without thinking before you even know you're going to say it. You realize, you know what, that was the devil and I didn't even recognize it. But see, our hope is beyond this world. 2 Corinthians 5:1 says, if this earthly house be dissolved, we have another building not made with hands. And this building is eternal in the heavens. It's a building that is made by God. We do have another body. This is not the means to an end. But God has prepared a place for us. So if we die, are we going to live again? And you know what? That is very personal. You have the option of living again. You have the option of dying forever or living forever. That's an individual affair. If we accept the Lord in our lives and we walk in his ways, keep his commandments, and do the will of God, we shall live forever. It is promised to us. If I die now is a song we sing. I won't have to die anymore. And we're talking about dying to the things of this world. I believe that Martha told Jesus that I know I'll see my brother at the resurrection. And Jesus stated to her that I am the resurrection and the life. And you don't have to wait until the resurrection. I can raise him now. And so we know that Jesus did just that. He raised up Lazarus from the dead. He had been in the grave, I believe, 4 days. And they declared, said, you know what? He stink by now. But Jesus let them know that I am the resurrection and I am the life. So when we have him in us, we can be raised in the resurrection. We're going to rise at the first trumpet because the one who went into the grave and the one who took the keys of death and the one who took the keys of hell, he's able to raise us back up. And so our hope is beyond this world. 1 Corinthians 15 gives us to know that the dead in Christ are going to rise first. We're going to rise that morning, y'all. We're going to rise and we're going to meet him in the air. And I'm going to read 1 Corinthians 15:51-58. And it reads, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall be raised incorruptible and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O grave, where is thy sting? O death, where is thy sting? And O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. 57th verse, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. And that's 1 Corinthians 15:51-58. We thank God for the reading of his word. And 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. And this is a synopsis. The dead in Christ shall rise first. And the ones that who are alive and remain shall be caught up. The ones that who are in the grave that are going to rise at the sound of the first trumpet. The ones who are alive is not going to supersede them. They are going to be caught up and everyone is going to go up together. So if a man dies, shall he live again? And the answer is yes. If you want to live again, you do have that option. You do have the option of living again. You must accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You must do the will of God. You must fast and you must pray. You must die to the things of this world. This world is not our home. Everybody is pilgrims just passing through. But it's up to you how you want to spend eternity. If you want to spend it eternally dying, or if you want to spend it with eternal life, you determine that. Because you are going to make the final decision. God made us a free will agents. We can choose life or we can choose death. He is not going to come and make the choice for us. Job was in a pitiful, pitiful state. Oh, I tell you, all his children had died. Everything he had was gone. His health was gone. And the wife had lost patience and declared, "Why don't you just curse God and just die?" In other words, give up. But he stated to her, said, "You speak just like one of the foolish women." Because Job knew that even if this life, even if he didn't have any hope in this life, he knew there was a life to come. And you know, that's where we should be. We should know that if in this life only we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. And on today, I say choose life. Choose life on today. This is a war cry. We are in a spiritual battle. 2 Corinthians 10:4-5. "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." God loves you, and may God bless you is my prayer. If the Lord's will, we will see you next week. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for all your goodness and your mercy, and we thank you for your grace, oh God. Thank you for your outstretched hand. Lord, guide us and lead us and keep us in your care. Thank you, and God bless you, and we will see you next week by the grace of God.
You got all power in your hand.
Oh, Lord.
And I'm on your watch. I'm waiting on you.
For more information about War Cry Ministry, visit our webpage at war-cry.net. Again, our webpage, war-cry.net. Text or call us at 602-466-8104. Again, our phone number is 602-466-8104. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. Again, our mailing address, P.O. Box 13354, Tempe, Arizona 85284. This program was sponsored by War Cry Ministries.
Be sure to check out the podcast for this program on FamilyValuesRadio1010.com. To find it, just go to the website and click on the podcast link at the top of the page.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.